Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
My place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Well, here in Spain, it's time to talk to Brevin Franks' Chris McCann. How are you doing, Chris?
Yes, I'm good. Thanks, Howard. And yourself?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Well, many of our listeners are retired UK nationals, so their pensions and their income they provide are very important to them. So this week, Brevin Franks, Chris McCann, and I will look at how UK pensions are taxed here in Spain. We'll then look at how to get advice on your UK pension as a British expatriate in the EU, since the situation has changed with Brexit. So Chris, let's start with the pension that most British retirees expatriates receive. How is the UK state pension taxed in Spain?
Well, I speak with many people, and it is surprising how many believe that upon becoming resident in Spain, their UK state pension remains liable to UK tax, or that they have a choice as to where they pay tax. This is not the case. The UK state pension is not taxed at source in the UK. And so if you are resident in Spain, the treatment is very simple. Under the terms of the UK-Spain double tax treaty, UK state pension is taxable in Spain only as earned income.
What about the UK government service pensions? Where are they taxed, and where do they need to be declared?
If you're resident in Spain, in general, pension income will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax only. However, there is one exception. UK government service pensions, such as civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions will remain liable to UK tax only and are not liable to tax in Spain. A British expatriate who is resident in Spain and receives UK government service pension income will need to continue to determine if they are required to complete a UK tax return. In doing so, they may claim UK personal allowances to set against such income. Whilst they're not liable to tax in Spain, under the current UK-Spain double tax treaty, the amount of the UK government service pension must now be included in the income tax calculation, which determines the Spanish tax due on income which is taxable in Spain. This means that income which qualifies as taxable income in Spain may be pushed into a higher tax bracket, which may result in an increased tax bill. This treatment is known as exemption with progression.
Of course, most people also have company or private pensions or an annuity. How is this pension income taxed in Spain?
Well, generally, if the pension fund has been contributed to by an employer at any stage, such as an occupational pension, and has been accrued during that individual's working life, the likelihood is that any income received from it will be taxed in Spain only as ordinary income at scale rates. However, the taxation of UK private pensions in Spain can give rise to some interesting anomalies, which arise because of the confusion over the meaning of purchased annuity in Spain. Strictly speaking, a purchased annuity means that an individual pays a lump sum to an insurance company in return for an income for life. The confusion occurs where an individual has a UK private pension fund to which an employer has contributed, and that fund then purchases an annuity. This is a very grey area in Spanish law because this situation doesn't occur in Spain. The benefit of having your pension income taxed as a purchased annuity is the tax treatment in Spain. For example, if the annuity were to commence between the ages of 60 to 65, only 24% of the income received is liable to tax and 76% is tax-free. If your pension trustees have bought an annuity on your behalf, even though you didn't purchase it directly, you may be able to claim the annuity treatment should you choose to do so. If you don't make a claim for the annuity treatment, or your claim is unsuccessful, your pension income will be taxed in the same way as occupational or state pension income, as ordinary income at scale rates. My own experience is that in most cases, individuals have successfully claimed the annuity treatment. However, it's important to mention that this treatment will always be determined by the inspector of taxes, and the attitudes of inspectors have varied considerably from region to region and even within the same region.
Does this apply to overseas pension schemes like Quorups too? Is there anything we need to know about the taxation of Quorups in Spain?
A Quorups, or a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, is an overseas pension created to receive monies from UK pensions when the owner has moved abroad. To be able to receive the monies from a UK pension, the Quorups must be recognised by His Majesty's Revenue and Customs. A Quorups can provide various benefits depending on your situation and objectives, and so have been a popular option with British expatriates in Spain. However, the situation has recently changed significantly. Towards the end of 2021, the Directorate General for Tax, or DGT, issued a binding ruling which determines that unless a pension is either a Spanish pension contract or an EU pension, a pension transfer from a third country pension scheme, such as the UK, to an EEA pension scheme will be subject to a personal income tax charge which will apply to the whole fund value. This means that if a Spanish tax resident transfers a UK pension fund into a Quorups, even if the Quorups is in an EU country, they will be hit by this tax charge. So, if any listeners are currently resident in Spain and are currently being advised to transfer their UK pension to an EU-based Quorups, to avoid a very nasty surprise in the form of a huge tax bill, please call one of our local partners for a second opinion. If you have not yet moved to Spain and you are still a UK resident, you can still transfer your pension to a Quorups before you leave the UK, and at the same time avoid the Spanish tax charge. Given the recent changes post-Brexit, a Quorups can provide significant tax benefits when compared to a UK-based pension. However, as this is a relatively complex area of planning, as a rule, I would strongly recommend any listeners, whether they have taken benefits or not from their pension, contact us and we will be able to help them to determine firstly if they have a potential problem and if so, to advise how a cure-ops might be used to solve the problem.
Does the UK still have the tax-free lump sum? And if so, would it be tax-free in Spain too?
I do receive a lot of questions in relation to this issue, and typically confusion reigns. In relation to most UK pensions, there is the option to withdraw a cash lump sum at outset or on a staggered basis, which normally amounts to 25% of the accumulated pension fund, but can be more depending on the type of pension. From a tax point of view, the treatment is very simple. If the cash lump sum is taken whilst a UK tax resident, it will be tax-free. However, if taken as a Spanish tax resident, it will be subject to tax in Spain. In other words, it is not tax-free when taken as a tax resident of Spain.
We've been mainly talking about income taxes, but what about wealth tax? Are UK pensions liable for Spanish wealth tax?
Yeah, besides income taxes, as you mentioned, Spain also applies an annual wealth tax. Although pension plans are generally listed as one of the assets exempt from wealth tax, a 2019 ruling by Spain's DGT concluded that non-EU pension plans would not qualify for the wealth tax exemption. This means that Spanish wealth tax now applies to a UK pension fund, from the point at which a member can take benefits and will be added to your other worldwide assets to calculate your tax liability each year. A potential benefit of transferring funds to a cure-ops is that as an EU-based pension, they will be exempt from wealth tax.
So, what are the options for retirees in Spain? Is there anything they can do to maximise their pensions or reduce taxation?
Yeah, the answer is not simple. Living in another country brings with it many new and exciting experiences, but from a financial planning perspective, it also brings a new set of considerations. Not least of these is managing your day-to-day affairs in a new currency, plus the complications of a new tax system, which is usually very different from that in the UK. With this in mind, there are things that you can do to maximise your pensions, and so it's essential to review all the available options and weigh up which is most suitable. For example, you might benefit from consolidating several UK pensions into one to provide a coherent, more cost-effective investment platform for your retirement income. However, this may not be the most tax-efficient approach if you live abroad. By receiving pension income in sterling, you would also be exposed to conversion costs and exchange rate risk. You might also benefit from transferring UK pensions to a cure-ops, as I've previously discussed. Doing so can unlock advantages you do not always get with UK pensions, such as flexibility to take income in euros, more freedom to pass benefits to chosen heirs, and protection from taxes. Transferred funds would also be protected from UK lifetime allowance charges and future UK pension rules that may adversely affect you, an increase in possibility after Brexit. Transferring is by no means a one-size-fits-all solution, and the benefits of a cure-ops can vary greatly between providers and jurisdictions. If any listeners would like to learn more about their pension options, and more importantly, determine if their pensions are suitably structured for their current or future lives as residents of Spain, they simply need to contact us.
Since pensions are so important for long-term financial security, and it all sounds very complicated, taking specialist advice must be essential. But has this become more difficult since Brexit? If UK pension advisers cannot advise people in the EU,
Look, pensions are usually the foundations of retirement, so deciding what to do is likely to be one of your most important financial decisions. Pensions are complex anyway, but with greater freedom and choice than ever, and an increase in sophisticated pension scams, you must take extreme care. Pension rules also change frequently, so the appropriate solution today may be slightly different tomorrow. For these reasons, it is essential to take regulated specialist advice from an advisor such as Blevins Franks before making any significant pension decisions. You asked if it has become more difficult since Brexit. Whilst the variables are different, no, I don't think it has become more difficult. Rather, I think Brexit has simply made it imperative that people seek advice from the right people. And when I say the right people, I mean a properly qualified and regulated advisor such as Blevins Franks. At Blevins Franks, one of the cornerstones of our business is that our advisors live locally in the same areas as our clients do, and we're committed to providing this personal service for the long term. We worked very hard ahead of Brexit to ensure we were able to continue to service our clients after the UK exited the EU. Our local advisors are regulated and authorised to advise clients in Spain, and our specialist cross-border tax and wealth management experts with the company's 45 years of experience behind them. These are all reasons why Blevins Franks continues to grow as a business and why we have never been busier. My advice to listeners that have not yet investigated how they might improve their financial positions in Spain, taking into account their pension arrangements, should invest an hour or two of their time meeting with a local Blevins Franks partner to learn about what is possible. There is no cost for an initial chat, and it might result in significant savings for many years to come.
And of course, in these days, when the cost of living is more difficult, it's even more imperative.
Howard, look, every penny counts. Every penny has always counted, but it counts even more now. With inflation racing ahead of what we've been used to for the last 15 years, taking advice to make sure your wealth lasts as long as it possibly can is essential. It's essential for you, and it's essential for your family and future generations.
Well, many thanks, Chris. We'll talk again in the new year.
It's a pleasure, Howard. And if any listeners would like to learn a little bit more about some of the topics I've been discussing today, or they would like to contact one of our local partners, they can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, where they can find all the contact details of our local partners. And if they would prefer, they could fill in a contact form, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next step.
Many thanks.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.